Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
I'm sure this is on EJ Raddick's holiday playlist. EJ with NHL Network joining us on the Adam Gold Show. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I was kind of digging that.
Yeah.
It's
very good.
Like that.
All right. Maybe not as good as Connor Bedard, but if Connor Bedard could sing, I'm not sure he can. I was doing my post-game podcasting thing that I do for the Canes every night on Tuesday, and I had the Edmonton-Chicago game up, and the first goal of that game that was scored by Bedard, it was the Bedard-McDavid matchup. Everybody was Connor versus Connor. It was amazing. But that goal that Bedard scored, about how many players in the NHL have that kind of quick twitch skill to be able to score that goal?
Not many. Not many. That's all I can say. I mean, like I think of that play, I'm thinking maybe Matt Barzell could maybe make that play. Maybe. But, like, the thing with Bedard, he not only makes it with speed, but then his quickness, and then to hit the spot with the shot. So, I mean, there's just not a lot of guys who can do it. And you know what? To do it in that spot, to your point, I mean, like, he understands what's going on. He's playing against Connor McDavid, and there's he's in Western Canada. He's a Western Canadian kid out from the Vancouver area. So it was a big night for him, and he responded really early. Now, he doesn't have any help. I mean, that team is, they had made some plans to add some veterans.
Yeah.
It's kind of gone sideways with Hall being hurt. Corey Perry, kind of being dismissed from the team with his own personal issues. And, some other people, I guess it was Seth Jones is not even on the trip. So, it's a challenge for him. But he's been fun to watch, and he's got great hockey IQ. That's the thing that's jumped off the page at me, aside from his natural gifts, that he really knows where to move the puck, what spots to get to, and getting there at the right moment.
Before I ask EJ Raddick about tonight's Carolina Hurricanes opponent, the Detroit Red Wings, just the other side of that game was Edmonton. And they have, I'm pretty confident in saying, figured it out of late. What is ultimately the difference between Jay Woodcroft and Chris Knobloch?
Yeah, I mean, I think the change kind of settled everything down because, when teams, they have high expectations. And when teams have high expectations and things don't go well, right, you can't move everybody off the club, right? So, right away there's a focus on the coach. They made a move. Now the players in that room realize that, okay, I mean, there's not going to be, another change. It's not going to be 10 games and make another coaching change. So I just think it settled out everybody a little bit. I think, like Jay Woodcroft, when he came in for Dave Tippett, I mean, it was the same thing. And I think that some things came together. McDavid had been dealing with and trying to play through a little bit of an injury. I think he got healthy and got going, which is a huge issue for them. Their goaltending, they had sent Jack Campbell down. They gave the net to Stuart Skinner. He responded, and they just got their defensive game to a more reasonable place. Their power play started clicking. And, I think they tried to make things a little bit simpler. So they were, when Knobloch first came on, they have a win or two at home. They went on the road. The road trip wasn't great start.
No.
They went into Washington and hammered the Washington Capitals, and then they've been rolling ever since. So, right now it's good times. But, when I look at them, I still see, there are holes. They don't have a great bottom six group. They don't defend great. And, it's going to, goaltending is so important.
Yeah.
And, you got to hope Stuart Skinner is going to play well.
We'll talk about goaltending in a second. But, as a matter of fact, the Hurricanes are the last team that beat Edmonton. And I was sitting there that game and I watched and went, oh my gosh, Edmonton is such a mess defensively, and the goaltending can't save them. Stuart Skinner has played much better since, and the top guys have just been on fire pretty much throughout. All right, because you in some ways described Carolina when you described Edmonton, right? You know, they, I mean, look, Edmonton was not alone. The Hurricanes are not alone. You can draw a comparison to the Devils, too, who have gotten, who had high expectations and gotten off to a slow start. But you mentioned goaltending. Pyotr Kochetkov was great in the win over Ottawa. But I can't remember the last time I said that Carolina's goaltending won them the game. But yeah. I thought Kochetkov won them the game against the Senators. It's not really sustainable. Well, I hope it's sustainable. I hope Kochetkov can be that. But, man, they haven't had good goaltending all year.
Yeah, I mean, he's, what, an 883 save percentage, and, you know, Rods is an 860.
Yeah.
I mean, which is, you know, that's, you're headed to the American League when you get into that territory. And, you know, obviously Freddie Anderson has been out, and, you know, we don't know what the status is going to be there, for the at least for the foreseeable future. And hopefully Freddie's going to be able to get back to playing. But you got to hope that Kochetkov, who is somebody that, you know, we've talked about him before. He's been a really good prospect, and, you know, he's been kind of up and down because of the three-goalie situation that they had there. And now it's really, you know, this is a great opportunity for him. And it's a great opportunity to build on what he did the other night. I think this is a really important game tonight for Carolina to build on, because, you know, I don't have to tell you or the listeners. I mean, it's been a rough road trip, and it was rough out west, but they kind of righted the ship. And I think that whole thing with Brady Tkachuk the other night, I mean, maybe that's, you know, he's a fiery guy. I've seen clips of him in the minors, and he's a little bit of a character. I mean, maybe that lights a little bit more of a fire under him and gets the guys going, you know, a little bit more for him. But your point, I mean, you watch it all the time. The goaltending hasn't been good enough. If he can get going, and he has the ability from what we've seen, and, you know, that would be a huge difference. I mean, that Metro Division, it's kind of crazy because, like, the Rangers being at the top door.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.
But you figured Carolina and New Jersey would be right there alongside. Instead, it's the Islanders, Flyers, and Capitals. And the Islanders, who have blown a bunch of leads this year, are there having a point streak and have played, finding ways to win, and are sitting there in second place right now. If they hadn't blown some of their leads out of, they'd be in first place, which is kind of, you know, crazy to think about. But, you know, so I think this is an important game tonight for Carolina. Detroit is a, you know, a good opponent. They're trying to find their way into the playoffs this year. They've added a bunch of pieces to their team. I think it's an important game for Carolina to finish this trip off with a win tonight, build on what happened in Ottawa, and then get back home and try to get the ship kind of back on track.
I agree. And they'll have Nashville tomorrow and then the Capitals on Sunday. First look at Washington. Haven't played the Devils yet either. So there's a lot. Only played the Rangers once. So, I mean, there's a lot of games within the division that are going to ultimately settle everything here. EJ Raddick from NHL Network is joining us here. So to expand on the big game tonight, I think it's a big game, really, from one standpoint. Obviously, because I didn't think Carolina played great against Ottawa. They played well. They didn't play great. They didn't do their you know, dominate, puck possession, all that kind of stuff. I thought it was an evenly played game. Special teams and goaltending where the difference is. Carolina hasn't had a lot of those. But they've got to establish somebody who can go out night in and night out and help them win a game. And from that standpoint, yeah. I think it's really big for Kochetkov.
Yeah, I completely agree. Because like I said, he's a young guy that has ability. There's no question that he's got ability. He's shown that ability at the minor league level. He's shown it from time to time at the NHL level. But is he ready to take off? And as I mentioned, he's a fiery guy. Now, that can go two ways. I mean, you know, it can be a something that allows you to play at a higher level, but it can also be something that teams take advantage of.
Right.
And so we'll see where he is tonight. I think it would be really important for him to put another game behind this one and start to regain the confidence of the team in front of him. But these guys are never going to tell you,
of course not,
you know, what the thoughts are. But the reality is this. The guys on that bench, when they're getting good goaltending, they're feeling way better about everything and more confident. And when they're not getting good goaltending, it impacts everything. I always said, like, you know, Craig Berube just got let go in St. Louis the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he came in, it kind of coincided with Jordan Binnington arriving. It was about 2 months later, a month and a half later. And with St. Louis, like, they had a good team. Like, St. Louis had a strong group of players. But, like, it's like a garden. Like, nothing can grow if you don't have a goalie that is making the saves you need to make and then occasionally sprinkling in some of the ones you don't expect. You just need good, solid goaltending, and then that garden of good things can grow within your team. And, you know, the St. Louis Blues, that's what they needed. And Binnington came in, he played well. The team got confident. They went on to win a Stanley Cup. Carolina Hurricanes, to me, have a really good team. Now, could they use one or two more pieces maybe to the mix? Yeah, but they've got a good group. They need that consistent goaltending to allow all those other things to grow and develop and really have that confidence that it takes to win on a nightly basis in a league where it's really, really tight.
All right, final thing. Real quick, did you have a problem with the way Kochetkov played the penalty shot?
No.
Awesome.
I mean, I've seen – you've got to keep your head – listen, if Brady Tkachuk has his head up, he just pushes the puck aside and backhands it into the empty net. I mean, he went to, I've seen other guys do it. Marc-Andre Fleury has done it. We had Devin Dubnyk on NHL Now earlier in the day yesterday. We showed a clip where he did it to Nicholas Cronwall in a penalty shot situation. So, you know, I guess Brady is hot. His team is, you know, struggling, and he's a leader. He's a fiery guy. He got knocked down. He went into the boards hard. It's in the moment. You know, he just was, you know, I get it. That happens. But in the end, you know, he didn't do anything wrong. He made the play. He stopped the puck. That's all that matters.
It was my play of the year. I laughed so hard for so long. Real quick about the Detroit Red Wings, EJ. I love the makeup of this team. They have struggled a little bit lately, but no Dylan Larkin tonight. No, I don't think David Perron is back from suspension.
Yeah, no.
What do you see from them? And they have apparently too many former Blackhawks for Chicago's liking. I feel for their fans, but what do you see about the Red Wings that gives you hope?
Well, I see organization and structure. And I think Detroit, Buffalo, and Ottawa, to me, were three teams coming into the year that I thought were, you know, in similar situations. And I think, quite frankly, I think Ottawa and Buffalo have better personnel, especially better young personnel moving forward. But what I think the difference is I think, you know, right on from the ownership down, I mean, there's just more stability and structure with the Ilitch family and Steve Yzerman and, you know, Derek Lalonde has come in from a Stanley Cup winning background in Tampa Bay. And they're, you know, Alex Tange, one of my former colleagues at the NHL Network and a terrific player, is on the bench as an assistant coach. And I just think they have all that going for them. Look at Ottawa. I mean, they've changed owners. They've changed managers. The coach is on shaky ground. They've had some kind of crazy things that have happened with their franchise this year. The Buffalo Sabres, I mean, you know, I watch them play, and I just think, you know, they need to get to another level. They have personnel that can be really good there. But, you know, they've got some goaltending challenges. They don't defend all that well. I just think they need to figure out the next level. So I think when I look at those three teams, I've reordered them right now because the structure and the stability in Detroit I think is really important. And, you know, they're kind of like a lot of teams. When their goalie plays well, they got a great chance to win. Their power play is much better this year. I think Patrick Kane has looked pretty good in the first couple of games that he's played there.
Yep.
So, you know, I think they're a legit chance to make the playoffs. But, again, for them, it's a big test tonight because the Carolina Hurricanes are a really quality opponent. I think it's a really good test for both teams tonight to see where they're at.
No question about it. Final game of a six-game road trip for the Hurricanes. EJ Raddick, NHL Network. I appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, Adam. Have a good day.
You too. EJ Raddick from NHL Network.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.